better buy Birdseye.
Birdseye Frosted Foods.
Birdseye Frosted Foods present the Dinosaur program with Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, our special guest Herbert Marshall, and...
Imagine you imagining that you love me and starting on a family tree. Imagine starting on a family tree. The papa is you and the mama is me. If your heart goes bumpity bump, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump,
if it jumps,
it's love, love, love. Your knees go knock it in love. It's love.
Yes, it's love.
If you're cuckoo like a cuckoo in the pot, it's love.
Yes, it's love.
Imagine you imagining a cozy flat, complete with running dog and a cat. Imagine having running dog and a cat, and we will have welcome all over the mat. If your heart goes bumpity bump, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump, it's love, yes, it's love. If your knees go knockety knock, it's love, love, love. If you're cuckoo like the cuckoo in the night, it's love, love, love. If your knees go knockety knock and your heart goes bumpity bump, then it's love,
baby.
Then it's love.
Say, Toby, where's Wally?
Well, I don't know, Donna. He's outside.
Oh, boy, am I excited. If I got trouble.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Hello, Dinah.
Oh, well, I look like
I just had a call from the bank. It's about my safe deposit vault.
What's wrong?
My butter is melting. I gotta go right down.
Wally, take it easy. I've got a big surprise for you.
Oh.
Guess who's coming over tonight?
Oh.
Herbert Marshall.
No.
Yes.
Oh, gee, Herbert Marshall. He's one of my favorite actors. I'll never forget that picture he made about the life story of a tailor.
The life story of a tailor?
Yeah, the moon and six pants. You remember that.
Say, Wally, I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't got a thing to serve, Mr. Marshall.
Oh.
Would you run down to the corner and pick up some cold cuts?
Cold cuts?
Yeah.
For Herbert Marshall? Why, Dinah, for an English gentleman, the thing to serve is tea and crumpets.
Really?
Certainly. Certainly. Why, every afternoon at 4, every Englishman just has to have his tea and crumpets. They even do it in the British Army.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Why, when the RAF bombers are over Berlin, they drop everything and reach for the tea and crumpets.
Oh.
They drop everything and reach for the tea and crumpets. Oh, I thought you didn't hear me.
Oh. Say, Wally, are you sure Mr. Marshall is a tea drinker?
Oh, I'm positive. Listen, I got it confidentially that when tea was hard to get, he used to sit around and suck on a hot spoon.
Oh. After that one, you better get going. Mr. Marshall might be hungry.
Yeah, and you'd better call the employment agency and get a butler.
A butler? Oh, now, Wally, that's putting on the dog a little, isn't it?
I'm telling you, Dinah, that's the way the British do things.
Well, I'll see what I can do. You better run down to the market now.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Gosh. Oh, what a market. This supermarket is so big it's confusing. I'd better ask directions from someone. Say, clerk, how far is it to the tea department?
Well, you walk straight down the aisle, past the vegetables, then you turn right and keep walking. Now you're in baked beans. Then you walk and walk and walk, and now you're in spaghetti. Then you turn left, and then you walk and walk and walk.
And then I stop.
Why do you stop?
To notify my draft board I'm leaving the city.
And then
let's skip it, let's skip it. Look, where can I find the cheese department?
Oh, just follow your nose.
Is it that far? Look, I'll have to carry quite a bit of packages here. You better give me a bag.
Oh, I'm sorry. The government is asking everyone to bring their own.
Say, what happened to all the bags?
You can stand there wearing those pants and ask a question like that.
Well, now, listen here. I got a lot of shopping to do. Just tell me where I can find the vegetable department.
Counter J.
Thanks.
Hello, Dinah.
Bart, I didn't know you were here. Have you been here long?
No, I just arrived. And when I walked in, the telephone was ringing. I hope you don't mind, but I answered it.
Oh, no, thank you very much. Who was it?
Some fellow named Wally Brown.
Oh, yes.
Dinah, you seem to think that I was your butler.
Oh, Bart, I haven't got any butler. That was Wally's idea. He thinks you won't feel at home unless you've got a butler serving you tea and crumpets. You do drink tea, don't you?
Drink it? I positively guzzle it. 10 cups a day...
10 cups a day?
Yeah, it is a frightful amount, Dinah. I sometimes wonder if my blood isn't 4/5 tea.
Oh, really?
As a matter of fact, I once gave some blood for a transfusion. When the patient came to, he sat up and said, "No cream and 1 lump of sugar, please."
Oh, come by.
You know what tea means to the British, Dinah? Why, every afternoon at 4, an Englishman just has to have his tea. Even the boys in the British Army.
They do?
They do, indeed. When the RAF bombers are over Berlin, they drop everything and reach for their tea.
Well, Bart, Wally Brown just told that joke 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I know. I just got it.
Say, Bart, you know, I can read tea leaves.
You mean you can foretell the future? What do you see in this cup, Dinah, besides soggy tea leaves?
I see a tall, exceedingly handsome young man coming into our lives.
Does he have a sister?
No, but he comes speaking words of wisdom. Listen.
With summer just around the corner, anyone would welcome a shortcut in those long hours spent in planning meals, marketing, and working in the kitchen. So, ladies, why not begin right at the Bird's Eye Frosted Foods case in your Bird's Eye store? Now, that way, you can look over a grand selection of quick frozen Bird's Eye foods available, serve yourself, and start your meal planning right there. That saves time, and your Bird's Eye foods will save you time in the kitchen, too. Yes, they cut kitchen work about in half. For Bird's Eye vegetables are all cleaned and prepared and ready to cook, requiring no work for you. They're delicious, too, with a grand garden fresh goodness that Bird's Eye has sealed in for you by quick freezing. And no Bird's Eye frosted food requires any ration points. So to save points and time, select your own Bird's Eye frosted foods right out of the Bird's Eye case. But be sure to look for and get the package marked Bird's Eye. Now, there are many brands of frosted foods, you know, but only one complete line guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. That's Bird's Eye, delicious, time-saving Bird's Eye frosted foods.
Thank you, Toby. Now, Bart, wouldn't you like to take a turn at reading the tea leaves?
I'll take a fling at it, Dinah. Now, let me see. I stir the tea leaves tenderly with my index finger.
That's right.
Look, they begin to take shape.
Uh-huh.
I see a tortuous road winding through the heavy jungle growth.
Really?
Can it be? Yes, it is. The Burma Road.
Oh, that's wonderful, Bart. Let me look.
Here.
Oh, Bart, that's not the Burma Road.
No, what is it?
Crack in the cup. Would you like to try again, Bart?
No, I've had enough fortune telling for one day. You know what I would like to do, though, Dinah? Just sit here while you warble a song.
Oh, the perfect guest. How would you like to hear It Had to Be You? That's one of Eddie Cantor's favorite tunes, you know, and Mr. Cantor's celebrating his 35th anniversary in show business. Congratulations, boss.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I've wandered around and finally found the somebody who be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me. Might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gives me a thrill. Down in my heart, dear, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Oh, that was wonderful, Dinah.
Thanks.
By the way, didn't you sing that song at the Hollywood Canteen last week?
Oh, that's right. Say, after I left, I understand Lana Turner came in.
That she did, and she was wearing the most enchanting white bathing suit.
Gee, what was it like?
Well, in most places, it was like Lana Turner.
Well, that reminds me, Bart, I took some color pictures of the boys at the canteen. Would you like to see them?
I'd love to, Dinah, but now don't go to any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble, Bart. I've got them right in the next room. I'll be right back.
Well, hello. Say, you must be the new butler.
Oh, must I?
Say, Doc, give me a hand here, will you?
Certainly, certainly.
Oh, what thanks, what thanks. Woo, boy, am I glad I got here in time. You know, Miss Shaw is having England's greatest actor over for tea.
Who, Ronald Coleman?
Well, you think Ronald Coleman's a better actor than Herbert Marshall?
Is he? Why, no.
Oh, well. Well, say, I'm glad, you know... I don't think so either. And as a matter of fact, I know Herbert Marshall personally. We travel around in the same Hollywood set.
Are you quite sure?
I might. Listen, Doc, you wouldn't call me a liar, would you?
Not under these circumstances, chum.
Oh, well. Yeah, in fact, Bart and I have lunch together 3 or 4 times a week at the Brown Derby.
Mm-hmm, I ate there once myself.
Yeah. Bart's a great guy. One of the swellest guys in Hollywood.
And Beverly Hills.
And the... Yeah. But you know, he's got one big fault.
Oh, really?
You know how smooth he talks on the screen?
Uh-huh.
Well, when you talk to that guy in person, he always drops his H's.
Oh, horrible. Not Herbert Marshall.
Oh.
Say, I found the color pictures. Oh, hello, Wally.
Oh, hiya, Dinah.
Wally, why don't you go in the kitchen and fix the tea and crumpets now?
Me fix the tea and crumpets?
Yes.
What did you hire this stooge for?
Wally!
Well, let me handle the servants, Dinah. Listen, Doc, make yourself useful.
But, Wally, you don't understand. This is...
Yeah, I know, but come on, Doc. Come on the double,
Wally,
on the double.
Wally, this is Herbert Marshall.
Get those... good, good. And don't forget to fry those crumpets and... Don't forget to... Huh? Herbert Marshall! Oh!
Sure, you remember me, Wally. We had lunch at the Derby yesterday.
Oh! Oh, yeah! Yeah, Doc. Mr. Marshall. Yes.
Certainly. How about lunch tomorrow?
Lunch tomorrow? Oh, fine. Order me, I'll take a large, tell them to put it on, just, I don't care whether you have a... Oh, my goodness. Never mind, I lost my appetite.
Oh, poor Wally.
I guess I put it on too strongly.
Well, he's always talking himself into something he can't get out of. He'll get over it, Bart.
No, Donna, the awful truth is I am a bit of a jerk.
Herbert Marshall, a jerk?
A double jerk. Every time I'm on a radio show, look what happens. Tonight, I bruise Wally Brown's sensibilities.
Oh, well, I wouldn't feel that way about it, Barty.
And when Archie invited me over to Duffy's Tavern, what did I do? I sang his beautiful song, Leave Us Face It.
And what happened?
Leave Us Face It, I loused it up.
Well, I'm sure it's not your fault, Barty.
Perhaps you're right, Dinah. Maybe I'm not built for these evening shows. Maybe those morning programs are more my speed.
You mean life can be beautiful with John's other wife on Honeymoon Hill?
No, I mean those cheer up, get happy programs.
Oh, I know the kind you mean.
Your house could cave in, the dog could chew up your last pair of nylons, and what do they tell you? Keep smiling. You turn on your dial, and the first thing you hear is... This is Happy Herbie, folks. Turn off your vacuum cleaner, girls. I've got some real dirt for you. Are you all smiling out there? Happy Herbie wants you to keep smiling.
And so does smiling Dinah.
And so does smiling Wally.
Hold that smile, folks, because we're coming at you with a happy little song.
Yes, sir. Here we are.
Brother, open up that face of yours and smile. Brother, open up that face of yours and smile.
If suicide is what you figure as you're pulling on that trigger,
brother, open up that face of yours and smile.
Oh, glory be!
Oh, glory be!
Oh, glory be!
Though it kills you, we're imploring you to S.M.I.R.E.
So restore and each other, brother, smile.
Every breakfast, dinner, supper, brother, smile.
The more you smile, the more we'll get work. We might even get a network.
Open up that trail, brother, smile.
We know our game.
We know our game.
We're out for fame.
We're out for fame.
And we're through the smiling Irishman.
We'll hang his head in shame. Never frown, you mouse, and give in, brother, smile. Guys like us must make a living, brother, smile.
Down inside, you can feel hateful, but we'd certainly be grateful.
If you'd open up that puss and kindly smile.
And when you smile,
forevermore.
Think of happy, happy Wally Brown and Donna
Shaw. Oh, my. Say, that was a lot of fun. Reminds me of my old days in Nashville.
I see that Tom Williams, the famous horticulturist of Station WLAC in Nashville, just named his new prize iris the Dinah Shore.
Yes, he did, and it was mighty nice of him. I'm really thrilled, and to say thanks, Tom, I'd like to dedicate this next song to you.
Sessions of depressions are through. Every hope I longed for long ago comes true. Long ago and far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now that dream has passed. You're here. Chills run up and down my spine. A lad's laugh is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just
that was charming, Dinah, but you know I always love your singing.
Ah, thank you so much, Bart.
Say,
you're
Mr.
wonderful.
Marshall,
yes, Mr. Reed?
There's something I'd like to ask you. You have beautiful women fascinated by you, not only here in America, but in England. Tell me, how do you do it?
Now, really, Mr. Reed.
Oh, now tell me, Bart, what I want to know is, do you think American or English women are the most beautiful?
American women are the most beautiful, Dinah, and I can show you figures to prove it.
Well, all I know is I wish I could get all the girls to fall for me the way that you... Hey, I got an idea.
Good, what is it?
Well, you know they say the way to a person's heart is through his stomach?
Yes, yes.
Well, instead of asking a girl to come up and see your etchings, you'd come right out with it and ask her to come up and see your cook.
I suppose once she's in your apartment, you'd waste no time. You'd immediately invite her into your kitchen.
Right, right. And boy, oh boy, this is what would really get her.
Tell me.
Well, I'd take her hand in mine, gently, you understand, very gently. I'd open the refrigerator door and let the lady pick the particular bird's eye food she wants.
Yes, and then?
Oh, it's a cinch. She'd look eagerly, excitedly, and then she'd turn to me and whisper, how tender, how desirable, how sweet.
Who, you?
No. The bird's eye golden sweet corn in my refrigerator. You see, I've laid in a supply because at this time of year, people invariably go for bird's eye golden sweet corn.
Really?
Yes, bird's eye golden sweet corn today is a delicious out-of-season treat. Something everyone ought to try right now. And it's so tender and garden fresh that you'd think you just picked the corn right out of your own cornfield.
You don't say.
Yes. And after I cook those plump, milky kernels of golden corn by merely taking them from the package and dropping them into boiling water, I would immediately cuddle very close to the young lady. And you know what she'd say?
Yes, fresh.
Exactly. Garden fresh. And that does describe bird's eye corn. Months ahead of the corn season, yet garden fresh. Now, that's because bird's eye quick freezes the corn when it's perfectly ripe so that all of its delicious flavor and its food values, too, are sealed in until you eat it. That's the beauty of quick freezing, you know.
I know. I'm very familiar with the quick freeze.
Good.
Mr. Reed, I think you have a great idea there, and I'll bet you, after the young lady and you have enjoyed that lovely meal, she's going to do a wonderful thing.
She is? What?
She enjoyed it so much, she'll be so eternally grateful to you.
Yes?
That out of sheer gratitude...
Yes?
She might even help you with the dishes.
We gals have to be on our toes in case any of you set your cap for a handsome sailor boy. Here's a way you might anchor him. Tell him, you've been around such a lot in your time. You know the hairpins by heart. The way they chase after you, babe, it's a crime. And the way you make love, it's an art. So let's find a corner and start. What do you say? Hey, babe, hey, babe. How you doing today, babe? You look sort of ship-shaped to me, and I've sighted a few. Hey, babe, hi, babe. Why not give me a try, babe? And maybe I'll make you mine. Cause I'm nuts about you. Hey, baby, hey, baby, what do you say, baby? How about me and my crew? I need a lookout. Boy, some shade in the gown. Hey, must be fair and the water I share in a snow. Why not be a cottage for two? So be my pilot to love me, pilot, cause I'm nuts about you. Pretty baby, pretty baby, and what might your plans for today be? If you're lonesome on your lonesome, well, I haven't a darn thing to do. People tell me it's the sweet for sharing when the gals like hugging and sweet. And for some time to listen, baby, I'm nuts about you. Cause I'm nuts about you.
For coming over. I hope you had a good time. It's time to say goodnight, and I hope you'll all be with us next week when John Garfield will be our guest. And you folks in San Francisco, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, and I'll be seeing you next Sunday to help you celebrate I Am an American Day. Good night, everybody.
This is Toby Reed saying better by Bird's Eye. Herbert Marshall appears through the courtesy of Metro Golden Mare. Wally Brown can currently be seen in our Dale picture 7 days ashore. Next Thursday, Bird's Eye Frosted Foods will again bring you the Dinosaur program with Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan, and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers. Our special guest will be John Garfield. And now, goodbye from Bird's Eye. Until next week, this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.